Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ted Beard. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Sammy Esposito. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Billy Harrell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Roger Maris. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The third baseman, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. And now, play ball. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Beard moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Beard scores. Fox moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wertz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. Fox scores. Minoso moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty strikes out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Beard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris takes first base on ball four. Harrell moves to second. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harrell scores. Maris moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Maris scores. Brown moves to second. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brown moves to third. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a pop-up beyond first. Jackson can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Brown scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up towards short. Harrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila strikes out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty strikes out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-1 in the game. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Maris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maris for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pierce is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Beard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beard moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Beard moves to third. Fox moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Avila scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Alexander now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips bunts towards third. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Landis moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty bunts towards third. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Landis moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Sammy Esposito. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Shermlaller pinch hits for Earl Torgerson. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Landis scores. Phillips moves to third. Batty moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Batty moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Luis Aparicio pinch runs for Walt Dropo. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aparicio moves to second. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beard takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Batty scores. Aparicio moves to third. Beard moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. Aparicio scores. Beard moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-3, White Sox. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Aparicio now playing shortstop. Shermlaller now catching. Jerry Staley now pitching. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Staley covering, for the out. Harrell moves to second. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harrell moves to third. Gene Woodling pinch hits for George Strickland. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Harrell scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, White Sox. Kenny Kuhn pinch runs for Gene Woodling. Joe Caffey pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Kenny Kuhn now playing third base. Vito Valentinetti now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Landis strikes out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell fields it, and throws to first. and he throws it away. That's an error on Harrell. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley bunts towards the mound. Valentinetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Phillips scores. Lawler moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, White Sox. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Beard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Valentinetti covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Smith reaches second base with a double. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Smith scores. It's 7-5, White Sox. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and has Colavito trapped. There's the throw to Fox, who throws back to Phillips, who tags Colavito for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, White Sox. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Landis reaches second base with a double. Minoso scores. It's 9-5, White Sox. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley is 0 for 0 in the game. Staley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Valentinity fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Maris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Kuhn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuhn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Valentinity fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Beard takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentinity fires over to first and Wirtz drops the ball. That's an error on Wirtz. Beard moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Beard moves to third. Fox moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel pinch hits for Vito Valentinity. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Staley, and towards Phillips, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.